America. Just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I really am mad about the media. I mean, I spent my whole life there. My whole life. It was an honorable profession. It's not. It's part of the problem. The media are aligned with the people in charge to oppress the population of the United States through lying. Not just a part of the media, all the media. They're lying about the things that actually matter. And we'll have these fake debates about this or that, you know, these little peripheral debates, but on the questions that actually matter, the economy and foreign policy, they're 100% aligned against the population of the United States. I'll tell you just one thing I learned. Okay, this is the sum total of the knowledge collected after 27 years in the business. Pharma ads are the number one advertiser, pharma, on television. Right, left, center, doesn't matter. It's all pharma. How many people are actually asking their doctor for some drug they saw on television? So I asked someone who worked at pharma. Nobody. Then why are you spending billions a year to advertise in media? He goes, to prevent media from criticizing us. Oh, you're capturing the media through ad spending. It's not about the retail consumer. That's just a sideshow. It's about making sure that the executives of these news organizations never criticize pharma, the COVID vax, for example. Period.
Yep, that's so true. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So excited to have you listening today. A lot of stuff today you are going to want to absorb. Oh my gosh. I have Susan, I have Melissa, and we're going to be talking about Boy Scouts in the second hour, all kinds of stuff. And in this first hour with Susan, we're going to be talking about sanctuary cities and, of course, some really interesting information on DARPA that you need to know. All kinds of stuff. Stuff about the protesters, the funding, and boy, you name it. Oh my gosh. We're going to run the gamut today. I also want to tell you, we have Greg Carpenter, our former NSA guy, on Friday as well. Still getting Tulsi Gabbard scheduled. And of course, just a lot of guests. Chris Ann Hall tomorrow. So I'm excited about that too. I also I know that the news right now, I just wanted to cover this for a second. The news is all about bird flu. Bird flu, bird flu. is coming to get you. So I just wanted to give you one little clip here, 30 seconds, I think, of 10 years ago, Ebola and ISIS were coming to get us. Here we go. This was the CDC first, and then, of course, CNN. Here we go.
Today, we are providing the information that an individual traveling from Liberia has been diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. The state of Texas also operates a laboratory that found the same results. The testing for Ebola is highly accurate. It's a PCR test.
First, who's making these decisions?
Yeah.
Greta.
When is the decision going to be made?
Yeah, and this is the problem. I mean, you've seen it with ISIS. You've seen it with this issue. Is the American people feel very unsafe right now. They feel like they don't have a commander in chief who's in charge. Feel like they don't have a commander in chief who understands their very real fear. Just
no,
a month before the outbreak. Here's why they have bigger challenges that we don't.
Yeah, creating the fear. Anyway, I just wanted to it's always good in context to reminisce about the past because it gives you a good idea about the stuff they lie about in the press continuously. And we're going to keep getting bird flu, bird flu, bird flu. Susan, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing super today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember the 2014 Ebola?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
people
yes.
went into hysteria, even though it was a contact thing usually acquired by nurses taking care of Ebola patients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mostly in Africa. Yes. And we got the boy. Yeah. We got 2 months of every day everyone was going to get Ebola. So I just love to play old clips because it just kind of reminds us that, you know, it was ISIS and Ebola at the same time. And boy, they were coming for everybody. And it's the nonsense and the fear and everything that the press lies about continuously. All right. Let's talk about sanctuary cities for a moment. This is interesting stuff.
Right. Well, you've noticed, I'm sure, that the phrase sanctuary cities, you don't even hear that term anymore, do you?
No, not really.
No, because the border's pretty much open. Well, it's because it's actually been replaced by a different standard mm-hmm. called welcoming cities.
Oh.
So yeah. Now they aren't just protecting them from prosecution. They are actually opening their doors and welcoming them in. And cities now get certified in what's called the welcoming standard. It's a certification that cities apply for and get. And you then get one, two, or three stars, or even more, depending on how welcoming you are. And so they're going to bend over backwards to prove that they're welcoming. So there is a website called welcomingamerica.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it explains that it is a comprehensive roadmap for communities to become more welcoming places. It sets criteria on benchmarks that local governments, community organizations, residents, and others can use to hold welcoming places accountable and spur innovation. So when they go down the list, the first thing they put is civic engagement. Civic engagement for new immigrants, civic engagement, connected communities, economic development. Who remembers when Obama first came on the scene and people said his job was community organizer?
Yeah, you're right.
That's what this is, right? And safe communities, safe communities. So if you look, they also have a blog, and I went on their blog, and the first report, the first article I came across on the blog was on the polls, how to access the polls, to go to the polling places, voting, their number one responsibility, not providing for their families, not housing, not polling. And I thought, well, that is super interesting. Mm-hmm. And so they use words like humanity, staying rooted in humanity. And what you've realized is they have now just bypassed everybody's desire for rule of law. Mm-hmm. You have Trump talking about we're going to be deporting all these people because they came here illegally.
Yeah.
But recently there's been a decision by Health and Human Services saying that you have a legal if you have a legal justification to be here, you are now qualified for Medicaid. So when they come through the border illegally, arrested, and then given a court date, now they are here under legal justification. See how this works?
Oh, my gosh.
So they're literally just like zigzagging around us and zigzagging around the law. They have their own loopholes.
So it's no longer about offering sanctuary, because this was their whole premise, right? To try to look like we're just offering sanctuary to the oppressed that are coming over the border to seek refuge. And now it's just come on in. We're welcoming you. To whatever. Oh, wow. Interesting switch.
Yeah. And it said, for certified welcoming, it says strong communities intentionally connect and include people of all backgrounds. Well, this is what churches have done for years. Then it says, as places look to harness the wealth and vibrancy that comes from diverse talents and a global workforce, truly amazing. Welcoming places can set themselves apart. And so there's recent stories about how they are using some of these child immigrants for child labor, and they're getting slaps on the wrist, big business, of $1,000 fines, which to businesses is nothing. That's only if they get caught. That's only if they get prosecuted. In the meantime, they get to bypass all of the requirements for hiring full-size adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are benefiting. It had to be the case that not only would big business benefit, but that politicians would benefit from the graft of all of this. So now this whole idea of sanctuary cities has been rebranded into welcoming cities.
My gosh. Oh,
and it's a global idea.
Yeah,
it's a global idea.
Oh, I'm sure they all want open borders. So, we're some of the last holdouts on actually wanting our sovereignty. So that's, I can see them. I can see why they would do this, because they've got to rebrand, right? It's always about rebranding to make it look like apple pie. We're welcoming you. So nice.
And here's the funny thing.
On
the news, February 9th, it was Philly. Philly lauds efforts to embrace immigrants. Philly is a city that is falling apart. The drug epidemic is so severe in Philly. They ranked number one for STDs. Philadelphia ranked number one for STDs. And concerned about embracing immigrants. Get their act together. They want more people.
Amazing.
Detroit, Queens, Toledo. And you think, these are failing cities.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Well, it's clear what they're doing. They're essentially the replacement conspiracy theory. Now, more and more blacks that I see who have media sources, channels, are saying, guess what? We are actually coming to appreciate that the replacement theory is actually true.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So just so you knew what they were up to next, and we all kind of missed it. It wasn't really reported.
Welcoming cities. You're right. I didn't even notice this shift. Thank you for that. I did not notice this. We have so many things working globally right now on a global scale, like the pandemic treaty that's on the verge of passing, all kinds of things that are very, very globalist. And I love being able to talk about these things on the show, because for the most part, news isn't going to be talking about either one. They're talking about bird flu today. They're not going to talk about this or the trials, right? We said the trials is going to be in the news every day, and that's all they want us to focus on. But the pandemic treaty is on the verge of going by the WHO. And like you said, they're making all these shifts and changes, these name changes to things, so that we accept them, so that it sounds really nice.
Sounds really nice. Champaign, Illinois is another city. And someone else was writing about the fact that Champaign, Illinois is the hub for the China to U.S. to China technology transfer, where China just takes over patents or steals patents. And it is somehow the hub is Champaign, Illinois. People arriving from the Congo, Guatemala, Uzbekistan. It's just amazing. Jeez. And, you know, it's humans are great. The conservatives are the champions of humanity.
Right.
But something nefarious is going on with how the Democrats are doing this.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And it's not like we're stopping them. So this stuff's getting done, and you don't hear a lot, any people on either side of the aisle talking about like the pandemic treaty as they gear up for bird flu, right? They're trying to pass that off. And then also this, because, you know, people will flee from their countries, you know, and just like they did in Ebola, and we started accepting people over here and then driving the fear here too. So that's constantly working against us as well. But I'm always flabbergasted, Susan, at the degree to which they go to try to get all of these global initiatives going in this country and then claim to be a sovereign country, because there are so many things that are thwarting our sovereignty right now. Be right back. More with the great Susan Reeve. Boy, do we have some things. You're going to want to hear about this DARPA thing too. Be right back. Pete Daly Show.